You may have heard about mindfulness or meditation to help improve your health and wondered how you could try either one of those things. Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of information about the benefits, but we're going to have a lunch and learn in July on Wednesday, July 10th at 12 p.m. at the Percy County Office Building. The workshop objectives, again, we'll talk about meditation, how to get started, discover the power of self-care and self-acceptance, finding new ways to prioritize your mental health and well-being, and focusing on mindfulness and ways to incorporate it into your life. You know, first of all, what is meditation? It refers to a variety of practices that can just help you be more mindful and focused, letting go of stress and anxiety, feeling calmer and more peaceful. It often involves breathing, quiet contemplation, or sustained focus on something. Maybe, you know, an image or a phrase or a sound. It could be you're taking deep breaths or you're counting the number of steps or seconds or something like that. There's a couple of different, elements that a lot of different types of meditation have. Again, being in a quiet place. Maybe you're in a specific physical position, sitting or lying down. You could, again, be focused on something specifically, whether it's an object or even just your breaths as you were taking deep breaths. And always, like anything new, to come into it with an open attitude, you know, letting all of your thoughts and your worries and your stresses kind of go away. This might be beneficial to you because it shows that it may help with sleeping better, making you feel more balanced and connected, improving your memory and ability to focus, helping you manage stress, worry less, and you might experience even fewer symptoms of depression and anxiety. There's also some evidence that meditation and mindfulness can help reduce high blood pressure, reduce inflammation, support the overall immune system, reduce symptoms of menopause, and possibly lower your risk of heart disease. So during the month of July, our monthly lunch and learn on Wednesday, July 10th, we're going to provide some information from a curriculum from the American Heart Association, because they believe that practicing mindfulness meditation is important to a healthy lifestyle. In addition to talking about meditation, we're also going to talk about overall mindfulness. Specifically when it comes to your eating. Mindful eating is simply what it sounds like. It's being thoughtful when you're consuming your food. You know, you're concentrating on what you're doing in that moment. You're just focusing on nourishing your body and savoring and enjoying what you eat. We often treat, you know, eating as just something we got to do to sustain ourselves. You know, got to do it at 3. We've checked it off. I got my lunch. We're eating and we're distracted, maybe by technology, maybe by the things that we need to do or our kids or whatever else. A lot of times we're multitasking while we're eating. But mindful eating teaches us to slow down and focus on our eating experience. You know, focus on the what, where, when, how, you know, kind of questions. You know, where are you eating? Or do you have some place that you can go and you can actually sit down and be undisturbed while you're eating? You know, giving your meal the attention it deserves, you know, whether it's closing your eyes and enjoying the different flavors, in your taste buds. Watching your portion size, being mindful of your portion size is important as well. And why are you eating? Are you eating because, you know, it's a specific time? Are you an emotional eater? Are you eating because you're stressed out? Emotional eating can become a habit and turn into compulsive eating, which can cause a lot of overweight, obesity, or problems as well. We want you to, you know, think about what you're eating, choosing foods that are part of a healthy eating plan. It's really easy to fall in the habit of just grabbing the easiest or the quickest thing or something to satisfy a craving, but planning is key to making healthy meal choices. And we're going to talk about all of this during our monthly lunch and learn, which again will be Wednesday, July 10th at noon at the Percy County Office Building. It is $5 to attend all of our lunch and learns. A nice, healthy, delicious meal is provided in addition to a lot of good resources and curriculum, recipes, different things like that. We hope to see you at July's Lunch and Learn. You need to pay your $5 at the Person County Office Building at the Extension Office in room 123 by Friday, July 5th in order to get registered for that workshop. Hope to see you there. Thanks for tuning in this week, and this is your Food for Thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service.